station promise outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, get ready for the best morning show on the internet. It's time for Sam in the Morning with Bridgetta, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning. It's a cloudy Tuesday.
I don't like it.
March 5th. I know you don't like it. I don't know what happened to the sun. Yesterday it was so hot.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, but it's not summer yet, so there.
Yeah, so there. Whatever. I was all excited, too. I'm like, oh, it's going to be so nice out. I'm super, I can't wait. Uh-huh. I might even go take a hike. That's so
you can take a hike in this weather. Why not? It's not too hot. It's
gross. I don't like it. It looks like it's going to rain like any minute.
Yeah. Oh, well. What are you going to do?
It's kind of gloomy.
Yeah.
My yesterday was a really shitty day, by the way.
Was it really? Why is it?
Oh, my God. It was just like one thing after another. So I get here or whatever, and I wasn't sure I was going to make it, but that's fine. And so then afterwards, I've been gone for a couple of days. So I paid my girlfriend, who to watch the dogs. And I'm thinking, normally I don't pay her, but I felt like this time I'm going to pay her because she's been doing a lot for me recently. And I felt like I had to.
Yeah.
So I get back and I'm thinking, and I already had a feeling something wasn't going to be right when I got back. And sure enough, I get back. And by the way, I don't have the keys to my house. She was supposed to put them somewhere. They weren't there. So I couldn't get in my house. So it was this whole fiasco of like, oh, wait a second. I think I do have like two keys, one for one door. It was this whole thing. Anyway, I figured it out. I broke in somehow. And, one of the locks wasn't, can't explain it. My God, I'm like, like really retarded right now. Like literally, let me have some more coffee so I can get the jumble out of my mouth. Anyway, one of the locks was not locked, is what I meant to freaking say. So, which pissed me off. So, anyway, I got in the house, and I'm like, first of all, no one locked this door. That's bullshit. I just broke in.
Yeah.
Second of all, where the fuck are my keys? And then I go in my room, and to my surprise, which not my surprise, because I just knew it, the dogs destroyed my room.
Wow.
Destroyed it. Because... And they have a ton of toys. And like, they don't have a million different toys in the room. They have a million of them. And she left the bathroom door open, which you cannot do. A, because what if they fall in the toilet?
Yeah.
And can't get out. Uh-huh. And they are assholes, and they'd figure a way in. I couldn't get out. I could totally imagine that. And two, they got into everything. They opened up all the drawers.
Wow.
My dogs are smart. They're just assholes. Yeah. They opened up all the drawers and cabinets. They went in, and I have these. This is what really disgusted, because this took forever to get up. Like your oatmeal baths, but they're expensive.
Yeah.
Like the Aveeno oatmeal baths. Well, I had that, and I had some other like oatmeal natural bath stuff. And they went in and pulled them out, opened every single oatmeal packet there was, and it was all over the floor.
Wow.
All over, not even in my bathroom. They dragged it into my room.
Yeah.
And they opened them there. So they were all over their bed, all over the floor, all over the chairs, the wall, the mirrors.
Oh,
and here's the
God.
Thing. When you get that shit wet, guess what it does? Turns to oatmeal.
Wow.
And it hardens on the walls, the floor, the mirrors, everywhere. And I'm like, oh my fucking God. It was everywhere. Then they went into the trash can and took out coffee cups and whatever was in their wrappers and destroyed all that. Then they went into, the tampons. That was funny. those were all open. They were all open.
Really?
And chewed up all over the floor.
Whoa. Man.
Yeah. I was like, wow, you guys had a field day.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I mean, I would imagine if they try to eat it, they would fucking choke because this thing expands, right? Tampons do.
Yep, exactly. See, another point how scary this can be.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I was just, I took a picture. I took two pictures because I was like, fuck this shit. Although it was kind of funny.
Whoa.
But I was pissed because I couldn't get in the house. Took me forever
to
get in. Then the door wasn't locked.
To, you know?
Then this. And I'm like, oh my God. And then on top of it, there was supposed to be a check in my room, which was not in my room. And then from one of the roommates. And the other roommate hasn't paid yet, which is fine. I'm going to go work it out today. But it's just the stress of that and having to deal with all of that all at once.
Yeah, that's stressful.
And I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? So then I was like, you need to bring me my keys because you're supposed to leave the keys here. And you didn't. And she's like, shit. So she comes over and she sees, and I left her the mess. So I was like, see this mess? I paid you money to be here. And look at this. Like, are you kidding me? And she's like, oh, shit. Oh, shit. I'm so sorry. And she's like, and I get it. She wasn't in the right head. I think she was high when she came in. She admitted it, that she was in a hurry, and she had asked one of the roommates to take over. Well, I guess either the other roommate, I don't know who didn't close the door. It doesn't matter. It was her responsibility because I paid her to do it, you know?
Right. Yeah,
so,
exactly.
Anyway, she's like, she comes over and I help her clean because it was, I mean, I knew it wasn't going to come up unless I did it, you know?
Yeah.
So I had to wash all the blankets and all the dog blankets and the dog stuff and anything on the floor and the mats and everything because freaking oatmeal's everywhere. So yeah, she helped me vacuum and get the stuff off the walls and the mirrors and.
Oh my God, the walls. Too.
Yes, there was oatmeal everywhere. They like flung it around. And here's the other thing, they got it. I guess like after they were eating it. And here's what's scary is like it is natural oatmeal, but it's still for baths.
Right.
So there's gotta be like, and I was looking at it, I didn't see anything too harmful, but it can't be that great to eat. It's not like you could go eat Aveeno bath, you know.
Right.
Stuff. Or like natural, you know. Anyway. But it was chunks of it in their water bowl because clearly they got thirsty after they ate it.
Yeah.
So then there's chunks of oatmeal in the water bowl. And I'm like, God damn it.
Wow.
Yeah.
So this is like for bath? I mean, how do you use it for a bath?
Well, when you're allergic, when you have allergies or skin irritations in any way, oatmeal is very good for making irritations disappear.
So you just put it in the water?
You put it in your
something?
Water. You put it in hot water. Yeah, they're like oatmeal packets.
Oh.
But they're all natural. So you use like an all natural brand or you use the Aveeno, which is like, you know, it's supposed to be pretty much all natural, but I'm sure they.
So
but anyway.
You sit like in a bath of oatmeal pretty much.
Well, it absorbs into the water. It's like
Really?
Yeah. And even if you use it, it actually makes your skin really soft.
Mm.
So you could use it to have soft skin or it makes it a little glowy too. It re-moisturizes you. So if you have sunburn or poison ivy, poison oak, chicken pox, allergic reactions, or just want to relax.
Really? So it works for that.
Yeah, it works for all those.
Wow.
It soothes it. So anyway, they're gone. Totally ruined. An entire box, 24 packets.
Whoa.
Let me just explain. 24 packets. Do you realize how oatmeal expands?
Uh-huh.
You know when you cook it?
Yeah.
Yeah. 24 packets.
God. Who knows what's going on in their stomachs, man?
I don't know. I don't want to deal with that today.
Fuck it out.
Assholes. You know, and then so I dealt with all that. And then after this, I'm being pulled in every different direction for all these other things that I'm doing. And then I've got my mom screaming at me because, you know, I can't get a flight.
Yeah.
Like, I can't get a flight before Easter. It's just not happening.
Yeah.
And
she wants you to go.
Yeah. So, and I want to be there, but it's like 3 days after Easter. And I'm like, I just can't deal with all this stress. And then we got another argument over something else. And then I'm just like, oh my God, just people leave me alone.
Yeah.
So then, and then I'm in a lot of pain too. Like my back's been hurting for a while. So I went, just got a massage. I needed a massage. I got a really amazing massage.
A massage good though when your back hurts? They say it may not be a good thing to do.
Well, it depends. I had to do it because I had to go to the chiropractor badly. And there was no way that he could crack me with, the amount of, it was so tight. There's just no way. Yeah.
Oh.
And that happens a lot. So I went and got a massage first and was relaxed. And thank you, Johnny Ray at Karina Massage. Because they're amazing and they're in West Hollywood. You should totally go.
Yeah.
And so after that, then I went to Dr. Theo, who you've met before, and got adjusted. Thank God I needed it so bad. Oh my God, my head felt like it was like gonna come off.
Really?
Yeah. So I feel better.
Good. Well, you did say it was Mercury retrograde these days, right?
Right, but that has a lot to do with electronics and stuff.
Right,
too.
So it doesn't have to do with like shitty friends and stuff.
It does, actually. It has a lot to do with kind of people resurfacing from your past for like unfinished business that you need to clear up. It could be projects. You can, you know, it kind of wants you to like finish projects.
Right.
It could be, yeah, I don't start anything new during this time, but you can finish like old things.
I see.
So yeah, it's interesting.
All right. Yeah. Well, sounds good. You know, I mean, what can I tell you?
Right.
Yeah. So we have a guest calling in a few minutes, right?
Yeah, she'll be calling in any minute.
Okay. And so tell us what who's calling, actually.
So we're going to have Jillian, Jillian Larson, who was on Survivor Gabon. Mm-hmm. And while she was on Survivor, you know, she got booted off eventually. And while she was there, you're still stuck on the island. You can't come home until the whole game's finished.
Oh, wow.
So you're still there, just a different part. And while she was there walking around the island with nothing to do and, you know, absorbing all the beauty, she came up with her friends had passed away from breast cancer. And a lot of people, you know, I think everyone knows someone.
Right.
So she wanted to do something to give back. So she created Reality Rally.
Right.
And she thought of it while she was there on the island. Uh-huh. And Reality Rally basically is the amazing race that we do around Temecula, which is near the wine country here in California. Southern California, and it's 200 reality stars that are doing the amazing race, and all the money that is raised goes to breast cancer.
So,
and it's
cool. Well,
the
she's going to tell us about
all
it.
Right.
She's calling right now, I think. Good morning. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Thank you. Hi. This is Jillian.
Hi, Jillian. How are you?
Good morning.
Thank you for calling in. I'm great, Brigetta. How are you?
Good. Today's a much better day.
Good. Every day is gorgeous. I'm standing outside right now, and it's absolutely magnificent.
Really? Wow.
Well, she's in Temecula, and it's better there. It's kind of gloomy here.
Oh, it's absolutely gorgeous here. So you guys can't wait to get down to Temecula. You know, Reality Rally is a few weeks away, and it's going to be absolutely gorgeous and awesome.
I know. I'm so excited. So I was kind of telling everyone a little bit about it, but let's hear from you. So you were on Survivor.
I was.
How long ago was that?
I was on Survivor Gabon, which was Earth's Last Eden, and it was in 2008, which is 4 years ago.
Oh, okay. And so I guess once you've been on Survivor, you're always a Survivor.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
It's like a whole little like network of people. Like they've got huge fans from everywhere that are like, oh my gosh, you're on Survivor. Yeah, I mean, it's... The fact to get on that is amazing itself. Do you want to tell a little bit about, like, you know, how you got on it or the process of it?
Okay. You know, I had this sudden desire when I first saw the first season of Survivor, and I thought, I am going to do that. And for the next 8 years, I sent in 15 applications, went to 2 casting calls, had 2 interviews, did 20 things altogether. Over an 8-year period to try and get in. And the process is huge because about 60,000 people apply every season, which is twice a year.
Wow.
And out of the people that end up on Survivor, about 70% of them are actually recruited, found, referred.
Wow.
They don't even come from that pool of 60,000.
Oh my gosh.
So it was an amazing experience. It was the quest. That was the first challenge, was to get on Survivor, and I always believed I would, and I could not understand why I was so driven to get on Survivor.
Wow.
But it actually became known, I realized what it was after a while, is that I would be able to do so much more with it. It wasn't just to be on Survivor.
That's true.
And that's exactly what I've done. I've been able to use that mini celebrity platform, if you want to call it that, in order to do so many things. I do speaking engagements, and I've done about 370 of those since Survivor.
Wow.
And
what do you talk about?
Basically just about being the best person you can be and dreaming, you know, my motto is dream it, believe it, prepare for it, and do it. And that's what I use to get on Survivor. So it's me telling other people, hey, you know, don't listen to other people. You can do what you want to do.
Yeah,
that's true.
Don't let somebody else snuff out your torch like they snuffed out mine on Survivor.
Yeah.
You keep your own flame alive, and just being the best person you can be. And I tie it into my Survivor experience because that's what's a big part of the draw.
Mm-hmm.
Because people do want to know a little about Survivor as well. But it's more about what it takes to make things happen in life.
Right.
And what you have to do to be who you want to be.
Right. So. And, you know, it must make you feel pretty good, you know, when you're selected out of 60,000 people. It makes you feel special. You know, just being selected.
Yeah, when you look at the statistics, because people kept telling me, you'll never get on.
Yeah.
Look at all the people that get on.
Uh-huh.
And I said, but I will. I will get on because I firmly believed. And that's what people have to do is they've got to believe in what they can do and make it happen.
Mind over matter. Yeah. Exactly.
Absolutely. Yep. Absolutely. And then that comes across in whatever you do.
Yep.
Yeah, so, and, you know, I'll mention, too, that I'm only one of nine people that are over 60 that have played Survivor.
Wow.
That's one of my accolades.
That's awesome.
And, yeah, it's a tough game, and it's, the social side of it is actually part of the toughest part.
Mm-hmm.
And right.
My tribe, for me, was the toughest part. I didn't care that I didn't have clean clothes or food or water or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't matter as much as the tribes, being in the tribes that I was, you know, the tribe that I was in.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, and then I wouldn't be talking to you guys today if I hadn't been on Survivor and turned it into something more.
That's true.
Because of Reality Rally.
Exactly.
That's where I met Brigella.
Exactly.
So tell us a little bit about Reality Rally.
Well, it was, after I was booted, I was totally bummed because trying for 8 years, I played for 6 days. So I then had a 5-week vacation with nothing to do because you don't have, you're still sequestered out near the game, but not in the game.
Right.
And so I started walking 5 hours a day in the jungle training for a 60-mile walk. And I decided, you know, what am I going to do with this? There has to be a reason. I tried so long and I was booted so quickly.
Yeah.
And I then had a 5-week break with nothing, no TV, no family, no cooking, nothing to do. Mm. And this entire event just kind of came to me, and I call it a vision, even though, I mean, it was just an idea, to bring reality stars to our community, to enhance the community, to promote what our town of Temecula is and does, and to offer the opportunity to reality stars from any show an opportunity to give back to charity and to be able to have 5 more minutes of people wanting pictures with them. and then also we do fundraising, and the reality stars actually raise $400 to come.
Uh-huh.
So that money is earmarked for the charity, because I don't want them thinking it's just one huge, big, fantastic party,
right.
Which it is.
It is, though.
It is, but it's charity.
Right.
And I want that money to go to the charity, and we're not going to spend it all on having a really good party.
Absolutely.
That's true.
And that money then, because of the reality stars, actually last year, and I haven't had time to count it this year, but last year the money came in from 11 countries.
Wow.
And every one of the 50 states.
Oh, my goodness.
And this year it looks like it's going to be similar. We've been getting money. In fact, I got a donation this morning through somebody from Czechoslovakia, one from Norway yesterday. It works. And the weekend is just amazing. It is such fun. Well, Brigitte, you know, you've been here twice now.
I know. It's been a blast. Every year it's different. It's so amazing. It really is a cool challenge. You get to really experience it, and you get to meet your fans and teach them how to, you know, play a game or be involved with, you know, all the reality stars too. It's awesome.
Yeah.
And great wine and champagne later. And it's for a great cause.
Yeah, for sure. And you get a lot of great people together, you know. So, Jillian, I see that you're actually from Temecula, right? That's what I'm reading here.
Yes, I live here. I live in Temecula. So I wanted something that would enhance my town.
Yeah.
And it's I did trademark the business, Reality Rally, in order to take it to other communities to do the same thing for other communities across the country. And we've had a few inquiries,
but
we just haven't been ready to do that yet because it's a huge amount of work.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so when you go East Coast, I need to be a part of this.
There you go. One of these days we'll be doing that. But I'd love to be able to just run through the weekend quickly so that people listening out there can know what all this huge fun is all about.
Sure,
go ahead.
We start with a golf tournament on Friday morning, and the reality stars play in that with fun public people who play golf. And then on Friday evening, we take all of the reality stars to the charity to see the charity, the facility, and meet the family that started it in the name of their daughter, Michelle, who died at 26 because she was misdiagnosed with a breast clump. And they started this facility, and Michelle's place is our charity, and that's why we do what we do. Then we go on to Wilson Creek Winery, who sponsors our whole wonderful celebrity reception evening. We have food sponsored by food sponsors. We have bands, two bands play, and we have videographers and photographers everywhere, and we expect around 1,000 people again this year.
Wow.
Saturday is an autograph signing at the steps of the City Hall, where people can come and purchase our commemorative program, which is an autograph book, and go through and get everybody's autographs. And then there's other things that go on around the City Hall area as well. We have sponsor vendor booths that, you know, show their products.
Right.
And then on Saturday afternoon, it's a game that's like an amazing race kind of game mm-hmm. throughout Old Town Temecula, hosted by 13 of our organizations, like the Saturday Market, the Theater, the Children's Museum, the History Association Museum, some challenge groups, some karate schools. So 13 of those groups of people put on the gunfighters, put on a game where the contestants, three public with one reality star, go through these challenge checkpoints doing the funnest challenges. It's just really great.
Right.
And then this year we have a kids challenge checkpoint center.
Oh, cool.
Because the game is for 16 and over, and I really want something that everybody can be a part of.
Mm-hmm.
So we have 13 challenge checkpoints for kids under 15 and under.
Oh, cool.
It's a $10 donation for Michelle's Place for a family of up to five to play these little games and challenges. And they are being put on by Destination Imagination, Temecula Basketball League, Boojum Institute, and the Southern California Surf Dogs.
Mm. Wow.
So the families can have fun from 1 to 3, and there's no pre-registration for that. There's pre-registration for everything the game has to be pre-registered for, but the party tickets can be purchased at the door, and the golf needs to be pre-registered for. And it's all on our website. And that's realityrally.com.
Uh-huh.
And then that isn't it. We still have a lot to go for the weekend. So on Saturday night, we are being hosted at South Coast Winery, which is another spectacular winery in our wine area.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a big red carpet celebration with the red carpet parade of stars, food, and a band. And the band this year is the Kelly Cowan All-Star Band. It's being pulled together by local band talent, some celebrity. We have Eric Turner from the band Warrant playing, and Brian Collins is coming from Atlanta. He's got a band, and Alex Jacobs plays in his band. And then several of the other reality stars, like Billy Garcia, is a guitarist. So we're pulling together that celebrity all-star band for Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And then after Friday night, there's a party, an after party, that's open to the public and free at the Palomesa Golf Resort Hotel, where the stars are staying. And after Saturday night, there's a party at the Stampede Saloon, so people can go and have some more fun. And then Sunday is a breakfast with the stars. It's a volunteer appreciation breakfast.
Yeah.
So you can see how much of, you know, this whole weekend is taken up by just purely having fun, and the tagline is fun for fun.
Right.
Because
yeah.
we all have the fun, and Michelle's Place gets the fun.
Right. I don't know that I could handle so much fun in one time. You know?
It is so awesome. It is incredible. It's so much fun. It really is. And people come out from everywhere to support. And the games are great. Like, when you go along, you play these games. Last year, I learned some country line dance that I didn't know.
Really?
In order to get a stamp. And then, yeah, you're actually, then you like went and performed like a Shakespearean play and another challenge. And then another one is like, you know, this zip line thing. And then, and then you've got like, you know, some weird tosses or goal panning. It's all different. It's really, really, really a lot of fun.
Yeah.
It brings you back into your inner child in a way, but it's also strategic in figuring out where to go first. It's a lot of fun. You guys should just definitely come and check it out. And
yeah.
for more info, it's realityrally.com.
Right.
And the weekend is April 5th, 6th, and 7th. So it's just a few weeks away.
Yeah.
And then one other thing I'd like to mention too is I have a Facebook game that we launched on this weekend.
Uh-huh.
And we're going to do a full promotion on it tomorrow. A wonderful game designer by the name of First Post Studios has designed about a $60,000 Facebook game for us to promote Reality Rally.
Oh, wow.
And it is also promoting each one of those challenge checkpoint partners, so the gunfighters, the theater, the museum, et cetera. So you just go to Facebook, go under apps. It can't be done on a handheld. It's just got to be on a you know, laptop or iPad or whatever.
Right.
But go to Facebook, look for apps, look for Reality Rally Virtual, and play the game. And it's really pretty cool.
Sounds nice.
All of the reality stars that are coming that play the game, their name will be on the leaderboard with their score. So you can challenge people to go, okay, can you play, can you beat Bridgetta?
Did you just challenge me again?
I just challenged you, Bridgetta. So you go in and see if you can beat me. I'm up there right now.
All right. Well, that's not fair. You got a head start. Okay. You know what? That'll be my goal to try and to beat you. That'll be great. Because you know I love a challenge.
Yeah.
You tell everybody listening to go in and play Reality Rally Virtual on Facebook and see what they can do.
Absolutely, I totally
Sounds
will.
Good.
So I have the link up on my page again today too, and I do want to thank someone that did just post money for me, but I need to raise the rest of my money today or I won't be able to play. So please, please, please donate on my page, and thank you to Michael who just donated $50 to my page.
You're
awesome.
Cool.
Thank you.
Yes.
Very nice.
Thank
yeah.
You.
And Jillian, I see you also have your own personal website. JillianLarson.com. If anybody wants to find out more about you, I see there's also Survivor and Reality Rally information on here, so everybody can go and check it out. So RealityRally.com, right? That's
yeah,
the
RealityRally.com.
Right.
That's it for April 5th, 6th, and 7th. And yeah, JillianLarson.com is for basically for my speaking engagements.
Okay.
People can see a little about how I speak and read testimonials about some of my engagements. So, yeah, I'm ready to talk to the world.
Sounds good.
I want to tell everybody you can be the best person you can be.
That's true. Yep. Yeah. And congratulations on all these achievements. You know, I mean, it's obviously not easy, not simple, but you had your mind made up and. You know, and you went all the way. I mean, I don't know that I would have that kind of persistence, you know, to get on a TV show. But, you know, I guess once you make up your mind, you got to go with it.
You know, and you know, I the whole time, the whole 8 years, everybody said to me, and I kept saying to myself, why am I doing this?
Yeah.
And I absolutely believe it was because of what I'm doing with it now.
Right.
Right.
I needed that platform to give me the catalyst to make things happen.
Right.
So it's been obviously the path that I needed to follow, because people will say to me, well, how did being on Survivor change your life? And I always answer, being on Survivor did not change my life. Being off Survivor has changed my life.
Oh, wow.
Because it's added so much more to it. I've met thousands of people who I can speak to, organizations, groups, and kids. I believe I have an impact on a lot of people with my message, and we have such an amazing fun weekend that impacts so many.
Yeah.
We actually have people coming from South Carolina to play the game.
Oh, wow.
From Vancouver to come and go to the parties.
Yeah.
And we see people coming from all over the country just to be part of this.
Amazing. Yeah. Amazing.
I know. You really do meet a ton of people. It's so much fun. You guys should really come.
Yeah.
And I love Wilson Creek Winery, by the way. That place is, if you haven't been there, it's amazing. You know they've got these little cups that are chocolate, they're like chocolate shot cups.
Uh-huh.
And you pour the champagne, the almond champagne, into the chocolate cup, and you drink it, and it's like this amazing chocolate almond champagne amazingness that goes down your throat.
Wow.
Yes.
Isn't that cool?
It is. And you guys should definitely come check it out and come meet us at Wilson Creek at
least. So if you guys are in Southern California, definitely catch us. What's the dates again? April?
It's April 5th. 6th and 7th.
Okay.
Come for the whole weekend or part of the weekend and check out the entire event on realityrally.com and see what part you want to be part of, or come for all of it.
Sounds good.
And, and one more plug for Bridgetta. She is absolutely determined to raise money for Michelle's place. So she's got one more day to finish up.
Yes.
And anybody out there listening, even a dollar will help if you go to realityrally.com. Go to Reality Star Lineup for 2013 and look for Bridgetta and hit the donate button.
There you go.
And give her a few bucks.
There you go.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, Jillian, thank you so much and good luck with the event.
Thank you so much for having me on today.
I know this is not the first time Bridgetta has talked about Reality Rally for so many times, for so long, that she really loves it, you know, and we all hope she gets on this year as well.
Thank you.
Well, so, great. She will. She's got 2 days to finish up, so we love having her here.
Awesome. Thank you. I will do it. Okay. It's happening. Right.
Thank you so much. Thanks so much for having me on the show, and I appreciate the publicity.
Yes, Jillian. Thank you so much. All the best to you.
Bye.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Isn't that cool?
Mm-hmm. It's very cool.
And it's a really great thing, too. It's so inspiring to other people, I think, to know that, you know, how many times she's tried, and if you fail once, keep trying.
Right.
And that's the thing I will tell you. I used to have this thing where it's like I always – the first and second times were never good, but the third time was always the charm. It really always has been for me.
Really?
And that's one of the things that I say to everyone, because even when I was trying out for Britney Spears, for example, and this was years ago, 2000, I guess I tried out, or 1999, because I didn't do it till, so like 1999, 2000, and I waited in line with thousands of people.
God, that would be so discouraging.
And it was an open call. It was an open call, and I wanted to go. I didn't care. And I was the very last, the cutoff was right behind me. And how weird is that? They could have said it could have been in front of me, but no, it was I was the last person to go, which was crazy. And I didn't get there till I think I got in at 8 o'clock at night. They saw me. And they started at 7 a.m. or something the line was there. So my mother and sister had come up. My sister was on Team USA for figure skating, and they had come up to sharpen her skates in Queens. And so they were waiting for me all day long, and here I am in Manhattan, and I'm like, I'm going to go do this. I just saw the sign. I was going to go do it.
Really?
And they're like, whatever. My mom's like, you're not a good enough dancer. You're not going to get in that. You look at these thousands of people that are in line for Britney. You're not going to get that either. You know, your chances are like one in a million. And I'm like, or one in 1,000, you know, or 20 in 1,000, which is, because, anyway, so I didn't care. I didn't listen. I didn't give a shit what she said. I knew I was going to get in there, and I knew I was going to be great, and I knew I was going to get on. I knew it.
Right.
And when I went in, and I was the very last person, and I was like, save the best for last, and I made a joke about it, and we talked, and it was like, you know, one of my first big, the first big dance audition, because I've danced forever, but not in to that caliber, you know, and here I am in front of all the MTV execs and whatnot, and you have to perform, and I didn't, and I left, and my mom was all, she was so pissed off, and I wasted her time, and I'm ridiculous, and again, it was negative, 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 being told no, being told couldn't do it, you know, and a couple weeks later, I was in North Carolina, and my parents got the phone call at the house, saying it was MTV and that I had gotten the part to dance for Britney.
Wow.
And my mother was like, holy shit.
Shit in her pants.
Yeah, because they didn't have, I switched cell phones. I had gotten a North Carolina cell phone, so they only had my home phone in Maryland. So my mother had to call me and say, I don't know how to tell you this, but I got a message today. And foot in my mouth. You got the Britney Spears gig. And I'm like, what? I knew it. Oh my God. What? She's like, yeah, and you have to start rehearsal next week. You got to be in New York. So what are you going to do? I'm like, I don't care. I'll move to New York. I'm going back.
Yeah.
So I drove from North Carolina all the way back to New York. And I found a place and I went to rehearsal, you know, 3 times a week. And then up to the show, it was every day.
Yeah. If nothing else, you showed your parents, you know, you can do it, you know.
Exactly. Well, it's
not just giving me all this negative feedback.
Right. And it was the point of it. Like, I knew I was going to get it. I knew it.
Yeah.
And so my point is to people who think, oh, well, I'm not going to get it. I'm one in millions. Yeah, you are.
Yeah.
But look, I've done it.
That's true.
And Jillian's a great example, too. She sent in 20 different applications. You know, that's huge.
Yeah.
Eventually, they'll see you and they'll get it, you know.
Yeah.
Because that's the thing, like, when I'm working casting, I see a million people that come through, and I'm just one of the recruiters that are doing it. You know, I'm not the main person. They're getting for example, I could be sending hundreds, and then there's 3 other people like me, and on a major show like that, there's 15 other people that are like me. So 15 other people who are bringing in 400, you know, people, the main casting producer has to be like, oh, I can't decide. You know what I mean? It's a lot to come through.
Right.
So some slip through the cracks. And also, your first couple times of being on tape, you don't know what to do or say.
Right.
So you eventually are like, you know what? I've already said what I can say. Because you get madder and madder. And then eventually you just don't give a shit. And it's when you don't give a shit is when the real you comes out.
Right.
And that's when people want you.
I see.
It's finally when you're like, you know what? I've already, because at first you're like, hi, I'm blah, blah, blah. And this is what I like. And it's kind of like, you know, boring.
Yeah.
But eventually, once you send in 20 tapes, your 20th tape is like, I've sent in a tape every damn year, and I just want to get on this goddamn show.
Yeah.
Please just see, you know, I can do this, and I can do that, and look. And then you start becoming creative. And then that's what they want.
That's
because
true.
That's good TV.
Yeah.
When you're like, hi, I'm Virgetta, and I really want to be... It's just, like, so rehearsed.
Yeah.
And you what? You probably practice, like, for 2 hours on getting that audition right.
Yeah.
When as really, if you were just to be yourself and go on the fly and just be a retarded idiot, that's what they want. So,
yeah,
but you eventually
but
get that.
That's kind of tricky to do,
so
yeah.
So, you know, keep trying, try again. And it's kind of been my motto my whole life because that was a huge example for me.
Right.
And actually, I will take it back even further of being, like, I remember being in ninth grade and going on this boat around New York, and it was like, you know, 400 people, I can't remember, on the boat, and I was our drama class, and we're on it, and I had this thought where I want to drive the boat, and everyone's like, yeah, right, and I did. I marched my ass down to the captain's quarters. I knocked on his door. I got past security somehow. I don't know how. And, you know, when I have my mind made up, I'm going to do it, you know?
Right.
And I marched right up to the door and I knocked on the door and people were like, what are you doing? And the captain opened the door and I said, hi, I'm, you know, whatever. And I really, really want to see your quarters and I really want to drive the boat. Can I come in? Will you show me some stuff? And he's like, and I had just gotten my, like, my license, but not for a big cruise ship, but you know, it was for like a fishing little boat, and I was all excited. And he's like, he thought he was amused by me.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't know, God, I guess I was like 14 or 15. I wasn't even 16. I was like 14, 15.
Yeah.
And he comes in and or he lets me come in and he shows me around, and it was all clear, see-through. So everybody on the boat that was like, you're absolutely crazy, you're not gonna get this, and saying no, no, no. And I look up through the glass, and they're all like, Brigetta's in there. Oh, my God. And guess what? He let me drive the boat around the Statue of Liberty.
Really?
Yeah. And, like, and through the – there was a bridge there, which was really crazy. And then he came in and directed me. But he let me do it. And everyone was shitting themselves. Like, oh, my God.
Yeah,
she's going to crash into the thing. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. And here I am driving this huge cruise ship. And I was like, see?
Yeah.
Ask. The thing is, you only got to ask.
Yeah.
You know, that's the thing. People have these – instilled notions in their head that, oh, because someone else told you no. You know, I don't, there's rules. Rules are meant to be broken.
Right.
And that's my motto.
Yeah, but that sounds like totally fucking illegal what he did.
You know what? But I
mean, he's in charge of all
these
lives.
True. You know? But I asked. That was my point is.
That's true.
When there's a will, there's a way. And all you have to do is ask. And it's the way that you go about doing it.
Yeah.
You know? And
that's a great lesson. Yeah. And, you know, I mean, Jillian also, you know, on Survivor, you always see these young, you know, vital people and stuff. And it says here she's 61 years old.
Yep.
You know, I mean, that really takes a lot of courage, you know, and a lot of self-confidence that indeed you're going to make it. So, yeah, I think that's 10 times harder to get on when you're not, you know, one of those young, fresh meat.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's huge. I mean, the fact that she did it, that means anyone can if you put your mind to it.
Right.
And she's an amazing, amazing person. And she was meant to be on there because of look what she's done with it. It's just absolutely incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You see, but I don't think the nice people actually win those games. You know,
no,
you have
they
to
don't.
Be pretty aggressive.
You know, one of my girlfriends won.
Yeah.
And, okay, her and I are a lot alike. And I would be great on that show. I know I would. I just don't have the time to do it because you're gone for so long. Nor do I really, it's just a lot of patience. I mean, Rachel won. And Rachel's amazing. You've met Rachel.
Uh-huh.
It does take a strong backbone. And you do, and Rachel wasn't on Big Brother, not Survivor.
Right.
But my other girlfriend, Parvati, won Survivor, and not just once, twice. She was on All Stars and won that.
Really?
So, yeah. And she, you know, she's like me. We're strong-minded individuals. But you got to get people to like you because that's how you get not voted off. And you've got to be good at the game and you've got to be good at the challenges. Or and so it's just all about like teamwork and figuring it out and dictating like help this, help that. But without being too overbearing, because if you're too overbearing, they want you the hell off.
Right.
And then if you're too amazing, they want you off up until a certain point. You got to be really, really good in the beginning. And then you gotta kind of ease off a little bit because if you're that good, they don't want you on because you're gonna beat them.
So you kind of get
off
the radar.
So it's this whole catch 22 in a way. Do I show them what I can really do or do I not? But you have to in the beginning or you're gone. And you gotta get along with everyone. And I have to say that I think the first couple of voting offs would be the hardest because you don't know anyone that well yet.
Right.
And you've only done one challenge and you're not sure what it's going to be like.
Right.
So that's got to be the hardest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. Oh, well, you know, but she's had a great experience, and like she said, it's prepared her for other things in life. So
absolutely.
That's a cool thing, yeah. Well, that's cool. So I'll probably go, but why did you wait to the last minute to raise money?
Because I forgot.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I've been so busy.
Like just to give people one day is not enough, you know?
Well, I'm only 127 left now. Someone just donated $50 to me.
Oh, wow.
Or not to me, to the cause. And the thing is, too, when you guys go on the link, $5 counts. If you can only do $5, that's fine. I had a friend that gave $5. I had another friend that gave, I think, $25 or $27, some weird number. And then Michael Garwood gave $50 just now, and that's amazing. And whatever you can do, if it's only a dollar, it's only a dollar, but that doesn't mean anything. That dollar counts because I have to $127.
Yeah.
So there's, you know, $7
right.
You know?
Yeah.
Give $7. Perfect. And it's a tax write-off. When you go on the link, you do get a receipt. It's all private. No one knows your information. It's all on this private site. And you do get a receipt right away that is a tax write-off thing.
Right.
So, you know, whether it's $1, $7, or if you want to pay the whole $127 I have left,
right.
Great.
Yeah.
But
be the savior for Brigitte today.
I know. I have faith. I know I'm going to play the game. I've played every year, and I'm going to play again, and I know it, so I'm not worried.
No, people will come through for you.
Yeah, I think so. I really do. I have some good angels out there.
Yeah. Well, that'll be cool, you know. So that's in April.
Yes. April. Okay. You should definitely come out. You would love it.
Yeah,
really would.
I think I will.
Yeah.
I think I will.
Good. Good.
For sure. Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. I wanted to bring up a couple of things here. Apparently, I don't know if you heard of this, but the surrogate mother, you know, carrying a baby, the parents, the future parents, offered her $10,000 to abort the baby because they found out it had medical problems while it's inside the womb. So, so she was put in a dilemma, and the question is, what would you do? You know, I mean, if you were the surrogate, you know, and that's another
thing. That is a crazy thing.
Yeah. But one thing I think about the risk you're taking with a surrogate is that they always feel it's their baby. You know, I mean, they're carrying it.
Right.
It's so intimate.
Here's the thing. And I agree with that.
Yeah.
Because they do feel it. But here's the thing. If I paid you to be the surrogate mother, you got to do what I say.
Right.
And if I pay you to abort it and you don't abort it, that baby's yours.
Right.
I have nothing to do with it anymore.
Right.
Because I paid you to have it and I was going to pay you to abort it. You don't, whether you accept the money or not, you know, that's no longer my response. Because
it makes sense, right?
Given, like, I'm not saying I would do that. I'm not saying that would be me that would say go and abort it. But if I were these parents and it wouldn't be right because you are being paid to have the child and you're being paid to not have it now. Mm. So it's either up for adoption or you keep it as your own or you take the money and you get the abortion.
Right.
Here's the thing. It's not your child. Yes, it's your body, but you accepted money to put a child in your body.
Right.
So it's not yours to decide what to do with it. Just for example, if I were to pay someone to be my surrogate, you're damn forsaken sure that I'm going to be a part. You're eating whatever I freaking tell you to eat.
Yeah.
And you're drinking whatever I tell you to eat. And you can't have anything else except for that.
That's true. I mean,
and I may even have your ass move in so that I can watch it. So, like, that's how, because even though you're carrying the baby, it's mine.
Right.
And it's I'm paying you to do so. It's like a job.
Right.
You're being paid to do it.
No, absolutely. And
you have to do whatever I say.
Yeah. And usually, don't they use, like, the sperm or the egg from the original parent or
something? Right. It would be, like, you know, my egg and, you know, whoever I'm with sperm.
Right.
Going into someone else's body. And it could be for reasons where maybe for some reason I couldn't carry it. Or, you know, a lot of older women who've had babies or just had problems.
Right.
Maybe they've had cervical cancer.
Right.
But their eggs are still okay. Or maybe, who knows? But there's many different reasons. But so they can take the sperm and the egg and put it in someone else's body to develop it. So you're being paid to do that. And there's surrogates out there all the time. You got to listen.
Yeah.
It's not your choice.
And she made $22,000, you know, just to do this. But you're right. You know, I mean, the thing is, if they were carrying the baby and they decided they want to abort it, they would be able to.
Yeah.
You know.
And how early is it?
And
it's got to be under 3 months.
What?
The baby. Because you can't just abort a baby over 3 months. So it's got to be under 3 months.
Probably, yeah. But how would they know? Because if the baby's got medical problems, you would probably...
You would
I don't
know.
Think you would know
I'm
that early.
You could.
You think?
Tests and stuff. Yeah, there's some early detections now.
Yeah. Because they're showing the baby has a cleft palate and stuff. So she obviously went through with it and did not abort the baby and decided to keep it.
So it's now the surrogate moms?
I don't know. You know, I didn't go through... I didn't go through the whole story here, but they're saying the baby... Oh, the baby lives with adoptive parents. Yeah.
You know, and that's really sad, too. I mean, because knowing that it's adopted because your parents didn't want you because you had a cleft palate.
Right. But you see, what they're saying is the surrogate moved to Michigan where she's legally the mother. You see, and that's the thing, is that the law supersedes any agreement you make with someone. You know, because they've got to look out for the kid.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, you know, so what are they going to do? You know, this was in Connecticut, and, you know, and there I guess she's not considered the mother. But when she moved to Michigan, she realized, yeah, you can't take this away from me.
Right.
So I think the lesson is don't fucking use surrogates at all. You know?
Yeah, but, you know,
find
sometimes you
ways.
Can't. If you can't have a child any other way but that, you know,
but those,
check
those
out the laws first. Check out the laws first. I mean, here's the thing. If you have a really good lawyer and a really good signed packet, that you can fight for it. I mean, but I would check out the laws first wherever I am. I mean, I'm sure California is different than anywhere. I mean, I would, but see, I would look into all of that before I made those decisions in the first place.
Right.
And I understand that not everyone can, but if you can afford to pay for a surrogate, then you need to be able to pay for the law fees that in case something were to incur just like this.
That's true.
So,
yeah.
I mean.
I know.
Wow. Crazy.
That's a dilemma. That's a dilemma. You know. Yeah, and it's not fair for the kid either. You know, they're gonna have a terrible life. You know, if they have medical problems and stuff. And I don't know. It's a very controversial thing and very sensitive, and it's hard to decide. You know. And finally, I wanted to bring out, did you hear that, you know, Yahoo has a female CEO now?
Yahoo! I just wanted to do that.
You do? So, I guess Marissa, what's her last name? I can't remember her last name. But she decided that she doesn't want people working at from home anymore. The people that work for Yahoo, you know.
Why?
Because she figures that they need collaboration, you know. Marissa Mayer, by the way.
That's bullshit. Because see, nowadays with so much... No, that's bullshit. That pisses me off.
It's not bullshit because I tell you why. The thing is this company has been in trouble for a long time. They hired her to do whatever it takes to save the company. And if she thinks you need more collaboration and stuff in the office, then I think she knows what she's talking about. And, you know, who complains most is, I guess, working mothers and stuff. But the thing is that, look, when you get paid, the boss decides where you work, not you.
Right.
You know, and so that's why, you know, I'm on her side as far as this goes, because... She's the boss, and that's what she wants.
I understand she's the boss, but here's the other notion. And you're right. I didn't realize they were in that much trouble, and if they're in trouble. And then what she should have said is, we're doing this for now, and if there's a shift and where I feel like I need to go back, then we can shift it back later.
Right.
But I will say other thing. If people are used to working from home, and they could be screwing around at home. But here's the thing. Well, nowadays there's so much technology everywhere, and there's no reason you can't have Skype meetings, because there's a lot of times where I'm doing casting or I'm doing... You know, I need a bunch of people involved, and we do Skype meetings or phone meetings.
Right.
You know, every day at 9 a.m., you know, we're all getting on this phone call together, and we're all, you know, going to talk together on these meetings. We're going to go over different points. And it's cool, too, because now you've got Skype, or you've got different types of visual where I can see everyone in the room, and the screen is split screen in, you know, 10 different ways.
Right.
And I can talk to everybody and see them physically all at once. That's kind of cool. And then you can go over ideas and whatnot. There's no reason if they work at home. They work at home. Their salary's for a home salary. If you want me to come in, then you're paying me more to come in. That's end all. Yeah. Because if I've been working at home for this amount of time, my salary is this. You want me to physically drive to come into an office when I've been working here forever? I get that you can change the rules.
That's part of a job.
But now I want a higher salary because now I got to drive to you and take my time to do that every day. And that changes my schedule. And it also takes time. An hour drive in the beginning, an hour drive at the end of the day. That's 2 hours out of my time.
Right, but what do other people do? I mean, you know, most of the people.
Right, but in the very beginning, your negotiations are you can work from home. Here's your salary. Well, you now have to pay me more if you want me to come in. That's just end all.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying there's all these different things that you have to think about with that. I probably would have tried the phone meeting or the online meetings first.
Right.
See if it worked or changed. And if it didn't, then I would have been like, everyone's in.
Yeah. I just think for brainstorming and stuff, it's good to be
with the
people.
Or do a meeting once a week.
And socialize with the people, too. I mean, that's a thing. You know?
I don't want to socialize.
Okay, but then, you know, there's no connectedness, I think, for the company. So, I don't know. But, you know, very controversial. A lot of people don't agree with it, but what are you going to do?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, we better rush out of here. There's another show coming in. Thanks, Brigetta. Thanks, everybody, for listening. And go ahead and donate for Brigetta. Where is it again?
It's on my Facebook, but it's activegiving.com/Brigetta.
Okay.
Actually, it might be Brigetta Tamarchio, but I will tweet the link again. I've been tweeting it all morning. So if you guys go to @RealBrigetta, or if you go to Brigetta.com or Facebook.com/Brigetta, all the links are on there as well.
Sounds good. Thanks for listening.
Thank
we'll
you, guys.
See you tomorrow.
You have been listening to Sam in the Morning with Brigetta, which airs every Monday through Friday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Sam in the Morning with Brigetta is an L.A. talk radio production where we say what we want.